Have you ever seen a really big curtain? I want to talk about curtains just for a few moments. Curtains are my thing. I don't know if you realize that. Maybe you've seen them in a theater. There's a big curtain. Maybe in a school hall. Maybe you've got huge windows at home and you've seen a curtain like that. Curtains can be really important. As it happens at home, we were discussing curtains last night. I won't go into the detail. They hide things. They separate things. They kind of tell you, you can't go in here or see in here yet. Now, in the temple in Jerusalem, there was a very special curtain. This wasn't just any old curtain. It was a huge, thick, and incredibly important curtain. It was about the thickness of a person's hand. A huge, thick curtain. More like a wall, in many respects, than a curtain. And it separated the main part of the temple from a part of the temple called the Most Holy Place. And behind that curtain was where God said he would live in a special way amongst the people. Now, here's the thing. Nobody was allowed behind that curtain, apart from one person. The high priest was allowed to go in once a year, and then very carefully, with special preparations. In fact, I'm told that they had to put a piece of rope around his foot so that if he were to die while he was there, nobody else could go in. They could pull him out. It was that kind of sacred. And it was a reminder that God is holy, that God is powerful, that God is perfect. And that people like you and me, we can't just kind of wander in to God's presence. That was the reminder that the curtain gave. So this curtain stood for something really, really big. The distance between God and people. Now, what has that got to do with the Easter story? Well, maybe you noticed in one of the Bible readings, there was a sentence that seemed a little bit out of place. We read from Mark's gospel. Here's the same thing from Luke's gospel. It says it was about noon, so it's talking about what happened at the cross, at Calvary. And darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon when the sun's light failed. Curtain of the temple was torn in two. Now that sentence there just seems really out of place because it doesn't fit. There was no curtain at the cross. There was no curtain outside of the city. This curtain was in the temple, inside the city, about half a mile away. And then immediately in the text there, it says, goes right back to the cross, Jesus crying, loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Now on that dark, that powerful day, Jesus had been arrested, he'd been beaten, he'd been nailed to the cross. And that is what happened at 3 in the afternoon. And it's all describing what happened outside of Jerusalem at the cross, apart from just this one sentence. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Switches straight back. And at that moment that Jesus took his last breath, this is saying, something incredible happened. Not just on the cross, but also in the temple. This curtain was torn in two, not gently. It was torn in two from the bottom to the top, where maybe you could say somebody did it. It was torn in two from the top to the bottom. It was kind of like God had reached down and ripped it open himself. And at first you might be thinking, well, it's just a curtain, isn't it? What is the big deal about a curtain? Remember again, what did this curtain mean? It meant you can't come close to God. There's a barrier between you and God. There is something separating you. So when this curtain was torn, it's kind of like God is saying, the barrier is gone. Welcome. You can come in now. You can come in and be with God. When Jesus died on that first Good Friday 2,000 years ago, something changed, and it changed forever. Before, people were separated from God by sin, by the things that we do wrong, by the things, ways in which we hurt one another, by the way we ignore God often and choose our own way. And God was more than sad. He was angry about that. It's kind of like, do you remember the old VHS videos? I should have brought one with me. Some of you won't remember those. But it's like there's a video of all the things that we've said, ever, and done, and thought. And we're over here, and that video is kind of sitting on top of us and separating us from God. And what happens when Jesus died? He took all of that on himself so that we could be close to God and that he, for a few moments, was separated himself from his Father. When Jesus died, he took all of God's anger on himself. And he didn't just do that for kind of special people, just for one or two of us. The curtain didn't just open for one person, just for the high priest, so it's kind of easier for him to go in. It was open to anybody. Children, adults, people who maybe have strong faith. It's open for people who are not quite so sure. It's open for people who've made huge mistakes in their past. It's open for people who feel small and forgotten. Because of Jesus, everybody is invited into the welcoming arms of our loving God. Now, sometimes we think of God as being far away. Sometimes it feels like God is up in the sky, somewhere distant, somewhere hard for us to reach. But this curtain that was torn, it tells us the opposite story. It tells us something completely different. It tells us that God is near, that you don't need a perfect prayer or fancy words to come to God. You can just talk to him. Now, at Holiday Club this week, some of you were sharing the fun of Holiday Club with us together. We were talking about things that we'd done wrong, in our group at least, and I admitted there was a time when I was a little bit smaller. I was in a shop, and I'm sure you've all experienced this. Mum said as we went into the shop, "Don't touch anything." And of course, you know what happened next. Something fell off. Amazingly, I'm sure I didn't touch it. Off the shelf, onto the floor, and it broke. And I had to pay for that with my own money. It was awful. I've got to make another confession this morning. There was another time when my parents had gone out, and my brother and I, we were playing marbles. Do you remember marbles? Little glass balls. We were playing it in the hall, and as it happens, the front door had like a glass panel in the door. And you know what happened next. Now, of course, when my parents got home, my brother and I, we sort of went to our rooms and we hid in our beds. We were so scared. This was more than that little thing I'd broken in the shop. It was going to cost hundreds of pounds, this thing. So we hid. But of course, they found us and we had to admit what we'd done. But incredibly this time, they paid for the damage. We didn't have to pay anything. And amazingly, my mum and dad still loved me. I was absolutely amazed by that. I thought that was the end. I was that scared of them. Now, I found that amazing, but not as amazing as when I discovered a little while later, a few years later, that Jesus had paid for all of my sin, that I was forgiven, that God still loved me despite everything. That is what God is like. This curtain that was torn on the day that Jesus died is God opening his arms and saying, "Welcome, come close to me." Now, here's something really important too. Even after the curtain is torn, of course, we continue to make mistakes, don't we? We try, with God's help, not to. We still get things wrong. We still sometimes accidentally hurt people. We still forget God sometimes. So what happens then? Does the curtain kind of come back together again at that point? Does it close after a certain amount of things that you've done wrong afterwards? Well, no, because Jesus' sacrifice was enough. It was once for all. Here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 7. He says he did this once for all when he offered up himself. It is once for all. It is enough. It was the things that we did wrong before. It's the things that we do wrong afterwards. And it means that when we mess up, that we don't have to run away from God. We can say, "Sorry, God, I am sorry. Help me. Thank you for still loving me." And he listens. He listens. So what does this mean for us in our everyday lives. It means that we can live differently. It means that we can be confident with God, that he still loves us despite everything. It means that we don't have to be afraid to approach him. It means that we can pray to him anytime, in the morning, at school, at work, before bed, anywhere, anytime. It means that we can be honest with God. He already knows everything about us, so we don't need to pretend with him. And it means that we can also welcome others. Because if God has made the way open for me, and he's made the way open for everyone, then of course we need to be exactly like him, welcoming others towards Jesus. No one, the Bible says, has gone too far. No one is not good enough for God. We're all not good enough for God, but he says that you can still come, and he will make us perfect through his grace. Let's just go back to that curtain once more time. For hundreds of years, that curtain stood tall, strong, thick, saying, keep out. And then in just one moment, because of Jesus, at that moment that he died, it was torn in two, never to be put back again. That is how complete, how finished Jesus' work on the cross is. Nothing needs to be added. Nothing needs to be fixed. The way to God is still wide open. So next time you see a curtain, whether it's home, you pull your curtains at home tonight perhaps, whether it's in a theatre or cinema, anywhere it is, remember even these words from Hebrews chapter 10. We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain. That is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Remember, there was once a curtain that kept people away from God. Remember that when Jesus died, that curtain was torn in two. And because of that, remember, you are welcome. You are invited. You can come close to God anytime, any place. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray to him now. Our Heavenly Father, the Holy One, the Lord God, sovereign ruler over everything. You are perfect. You are holy. But we come before you and acknowledge that in ourselves we are not. We are sometimes so far from you that we cannot possibly understand how you could have anything to do with us. But Father, we confess that sometimes we fail to even to acknowledge, though, that we are unworthy of you. We confess as humanity that we have failed you, that we don't deserve anything to do with you, but we thank you. As we come together on this particular occasion to remember the death of our Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can remember, of course, his death any day of the year, and that we are called to meditate upon this sacrifice often. But we thank you for this particular occasion where we can come together to read again together of what you did, how you suffered, and know that because the curtain was torn in two from top to bottom, that you have made the way open through the death of your only Son, the Lord Jesus. We want to thank you again for that privilege that we have of coming to you. Perhaps we confess as well that we fail to even come through that curtain sometimes. Perhaps we see the curtain is open, but we don't actually step up and walk through. Lord, if it's the first time, even today, that we do that by faith in Jesus, help us to take that step and put our trust in you. But for those of us that have done it time and time again, who stand in your presence, who still fail you, we thank you that the curtain has not come back together again, that the way open is still to you, and that we can come, and that you call us to draw near because you are full of love. That you invite us moment by moment. So we thank you for the opportunity to come together this evening, this morning, and we ask for your blessing to be upon us. As we continue to sing, as we enjoy fellowship with one another, as we leave this place, as we re-enter this kind of dark world, may the light of grace, the light that comes through that curtain, shine upon us and perhaps thereby shine upon others as they see something different about us. Help us to seek and to take opportunities to tell the world the good news of the Lord Jesus. We ask it in his name. Amen.